Mm-hmm. Have you ever found yourself, you know, reminiscing about home, mm-hmm. you know, being mm-hmm. homesick? Have mm-hmm. you ever felt
a
that
lot,
way?
A lot. So, so when I was, like, you know, starting when I was 17 years old, I was already in college. And, you know, I was really doing good at school. I'm a scholar. Huh? I have a scholarship at school. So, you know, I'm having fun with my friends since I grew up with them. I know people. But then when I moved here, you know, everything is gone. So you got to work for yourself, you know. You got to find your own way. You know, you create your own path, things like that. But and it's hard, especially if you don't have any experience of being independent. And I'm always dependent with my older sister, like I said, and my mom being always there on my side. A good example is laundry, right? I remember back then, I wasn't homesick because I can't laundry, but it was just that in the Philippines, we live average, but we can afford to, like, hire a maid or something. So we have someone, like a helper in our family, to do the laundry, to do all the folding the clothes or things like that. So when I moved here, and no one, they can't babysit me or anything. So then that homesickness started. So now, you know, I don't have a helper to do it. And also I felt homesick because back then when we moved here, it's just me and my twin. So my mom wasn't here yet. So because they're separated, my dad said he can't petition my mom because he's still married with the other wife. So, and my friends, of course, you know, since I grew up with them, I totally miss them. And up to now, you know, unless if my husband didn't move here, I think I'm still in the Philippines right now.
Oh.